This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hello, my name is Tatty Baker, and I have come home to my mum's kitchen to have a catch up. This is my mum, Sarah.
Hello, darling.
And mum, have I got a lot to tell you. Hello, mother.
Hello, darling.
How are you doing?
I'm good. All the better for seeing you.
This is the first episode of I'm Telling Mum. Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
You look very excited.
I'm very excited to see you. Full stop.
Well, I've come down. We're in the kitchen. Just to give you a little sense of environment, I'm going to come home to mum every week and tell her just what's been going on.
Good.
I'm going to fill you in. We're going to maybe chat about some things we've been up to. I've literally just got back from holiday.
How was it? How was your first skiing holiday with
mum? Mum, it was an experience, I'm not going to lie.
In what way? Good way?
I just feel like skiing's a bit of a trip, isn't it? I know a lot of people who have been recently, and I think they feel the same. It's not the easiest of sports.
Why do you think I don't go anymore?
Yeah, I think
it's exhausting, darling.
I think you've got it right.
Yeah, but you're 22. You should be fine.
But then you think, oh, it's not going to be bad until you get those boots on and you're waddling up the slopes.
Yeah, and you're thinking I should be on a beach in the Caribbean somewhere.
Yeah.
Preferable, that's what I've decided. But you had a good time, Niall enjoyed it.
Yeah, he was great.
Better than you?
But well, by the end of it, he was actually better than me, which is actually quite disheartening.
Irritating, but sweet, yeah.
It was good, sweet.
But you had a good time at the Folly Deuce.
The Folly Deuce. You know Jamie Lang? He's there for a stag do at the moment.
He's in a friend of mine's sister's chalet.
Well, would you look at that?
It's a small world.
It looks really, they've got like a chef and everything. It looks amazing.
Yeah, no, they're YSL or something.
But he went out the week after we came back. So I was really sad.
But you met some great people.
Yeah, we met loads of people. There was lots of people being met.
Saw a picture you dancing on the table. Would expect no less from my girl.
I had quite a few Aperol Spritz. Well, quite a few.
Bottles of wine.
I drank the bar dry, I did.
It's good fun. It's great fun skiing. You had great weather.
No, it was really good. But the only thing, my legs hurt, but I couldn't get over that. Yeah. It was worth it.
Yeah, it was good.
We went for a little lunch the other day, didn't we?
We did. We went to a really nice, not a new restaurant, is it? But something new for me.
Yeah.
Is it called Milk Beach?
Milk Beach.
Really chilled, really cool, lovely staff.
Food was really good.
Like sharing plates.
Had some orange wine.
Great vibe. Yeah, that was, it had to be polite in front of the lady who gave it to us because she gets us free. But quite frankly, no.
Mum's like, give me the free wine.
Well, for a start, it wasn't orange. It was disappointing. Orange. Well, it was kind of pale orange, but nothing very
kind
exciting.
Of like a dishwater colour.
We had a great time, didn't we? Any excuse for a little lunch, you know, trip out together.
A little gossip. Yeah, I was going to say the clocks have gone back.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. It's like you've been on holiday, isn't it? Abroad to Europe.
Obviously, a very exciting thing.
You can't get to sleep at night. You can't get up in the morning.
I'm jet lagged from the clocks going back.
So am I.
Well, you know what? I can't tell the time at the best of times.
No, don't. Have you actually learned to tell the time yet?
Well, you know what? Because the other day I said to
Niall, I feel really bad. I should have taught you when you were young, but everything was digital and it's on your phone, isn't it?
I do struggle with that. I said, what's the time? And he said, look at the clock. And
What's the time, Mr. Wolf?
Can you tell me, please?
I think it's about time you learned to tell the time. Maybe I should buy you a watch.
Maybe it's about time I learned to tell the time.
I'll buy you one of those little watches where you take the top of a Barbie one or something.
Or you could buy me a Rolex.
Well, I could do, but I'm not going to. Maybe when you're 30, if you're a good girl.
Thanks, Mum.
Yeah, you'll be buying yourself one
maybe
soon anyway.
Maybe a fake Rolex.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. So this week...
There are other... watch brands, by the
way. There's other watch brands available, yeah. Like Tag.
Tag.
Or Claire's Accessory.
Timex. Oh, Swatch. You can get a Swatch watch.
Absolutely not. I'm sorry. No offence to any Swatch watches, but under my dead body, am I ever wearing a Swatch watch? End of that. So this week I went into Shoreditch and I asked some very lovely passers-by, what's something your mum doesn't know about you? It depends, because some people tell their mum everything. Like you, I tell you a lot of things. Some people don't tell them anything. Some people hide things. So this is what some of them had to say.
I mean, there are a lot of things that my mother doesn't know about me.
Are we talking, have you got a secret tattoo maybe?
The first tattoo that I made was like a gift from her.
I hope like, it's her face.
It's yeah, it's like a cross.
Probably drugs.
Oh, drug!
I'm not a drug addict. I just did it once.
I have a tattoo.
Where is it? Yeah. She's never seen it before, like on holiday or anything.
No. I was chased by the police once.
You got chased by the police? Okay.
Chasing by the police.
I love how he goes, once.
Was he chasing the police or were they chasing him?
You know what? I don't know why. I didn't ask him what he was being chased for. That's the juiciest bit.
You thought he'd have had his mother's face tattooed on him if she'd bought it as a present, wouldn't you? Rather than a cross.
Bit rude. Mm. Maybe his mum's not the
it's
best
better
looking.
Than having a girlfriend.
Maybe she's
face
not the best
put
looking.
On there.
Yeah. Maybe you thought, well, I love you, mum, but not my
not on my arm.
No,
but
not
also
my
better than having a girlfriend's because it's a bit tricky, isn't it, if it's all over all of a sudden and you've yeah. got your girlfriend's face and the next girlfriend comes along, she wouldn't be very happy, would she?
Yeah. We had the other lady saying drugs.
Drugs, yeah. Well, hopefully you haven't got anything to tell me about that.
Side eye. No, I really don't. You know that.
I know.
You
You're
know
too
mother.
Frightened.
I'm too scared. This is like the thing. When I didn't even start drinking until I was about, I think I was the last one out of my friends.
I was so proud of you because all the mothers you say, oh, Tatty's the only one who doesn't drink.
I
you
said,
sit there
damn right
like
I am.
The cat that got the cream. And then she started.
And then it went down.
Basically never stopped. I mean, honestly, you see our drinks trolley, it's depleted.
I literally come round.
Luckily,
I think,
she's
what have
come
you got
round in the morning today, so she won't be drinking anything. So.
My so wife. Yeah, it just reminded me when I was like 16 or 15 and I was at a house party and this girl's like, I've got this bottle of vodka, do you want to come behind the bushes and have a swig? And I said, no, thank you. And I walked away. And then I got into the peach snaps.
Yeah, that was
a
your
liter
first
of peach snaps every party.
Oh,
no, Malibu was my first experience.
Oh yeah, neat. That was at home though. At least it was at home and in a safe environment.
Oh, okay.
You know, they say it's best to get drunk.
Yeah, but I did drink the whole bottle of Malibu and then I was going, well, anybody want a tea or coffee?
Mine was champagne.
Yeah, of course it was.
It was. Yeah, it was. 18th birthday party.
As it should be.
I was a late starter.
As it should be, Mum, honestly.
It was champagne.
Don't take anything
lying
but the best.
In a crumpled heap on the landing
lying
upstairs.
In a crumpet.
And my mum just laughing, saying, wait till I tell your brothers about this. I was in a bad state.
How many do you think you had?
It didn't put me off. I probably only had about three.
I'm in a bad way, Mum. I've had three
I'm
glasses.
Dying.
Well, that's me now, actually.
Yeah, well, that's you, yeah. All sorts of times.
Still just gone round in a big circle. We had the girl saying the tattoo. Now, that's something you would not be happy about if I had.
I wouldn't. I can't stop you. You're over 18. But
what if, no, but what
I think
if it
we
was
made
your
it quite
face?
Clear. We wouldn't be very... It was my face... Maybe my face on your bottom.
Yeah.
And nobody could see it.
Would that be okay?
It.
Okay, you heard it here first. Mother, she has approved
no,
a tattoo.
I love
if it's of her face.
No, I love my mum on your bottom with Dave because yeah? nobody could see it unless you wore those very skimpy bikini bottoms. But
that I do.
Yeah.
Have you seen people? They it's actually really cute. They get, this is a bit morbid, but like before you die, basically, I'll get you to write like love and then I'll get dad to write you. So it's like your different writing
that's
and then
cheerful.
I get it tattooed on me. Well, you can still be alive.
Not on your hand, darling.
No, but like maybe on my leg.
No, I did think the other day about having a little matching piercing with you because you got on your left. And I did think that would be quite sweet, really.
Yeah.
A bit rebellious for me, but hey, you know, you only live once, don't you?
You have got ear cuffs, but maybe a piercing would be a nice
never
addition.
Never too old to, you know, be trendy.
What would the biggest thing you would hope that I'm not hiding from you?
I think it'd have to be a tattoo. Belly button piercing, wouldn't be very happy about that. I'm sure they're very nice and people like them. I bet loads of your friends have hidden stuff in their mums, haven't they?
Oh,
like
God,
that.
I've actually known
about some of them. I had to keep my mouth shut.
You
I'm
have.
A very good mum. I don't grass.
You're not a grasser.
But the thing is with you, you're so transparent, you can't hide anything.
Well, I'm just bad at lying.
Yeah, but I would know. Well, I'm pleased you're bad at lying because you've got to be quite clever to lie. But... you and I have a pretty open relationship, you know. But, you know, if you had something done now, I can't stop you, can I? But I think you get a really disapproving look when you
what
came
about
home.
What about
I'm very
job?
Disappointed in you. That's what I'd say.
Mum, major side eye. What about boob job?
I wouldn't like that at all. Why would you do that?
I don't really, well.
You've got...
Not me saying I don't need it.
No, just a good bra, darling. That's all you need. And a good bikini.
Little push-up bra.
A push-up bra. Stuff some cotton wool down, it'd be fine.
Did you ever hide anything from your parents?
I mean, how honest can I be?
Well, as honest as
about
you want
the time
to
when I crashed into my father's car.
Oh, go on.
Do you remember? Well, it was your fault.
Because do people know about that?
I'm not sure. I think one of my brothers does. Oh, one does.
We're going to have to edit this out
it
afterwards.
It was shocking, but it does go on a bit. And he's, I just, honestly.
Go on.
I nearly.
A little short form
just
story.
Just before he passed away, came clean. But I just, well, basically, he came to stay for the weekend. He used to dump his car in the middle of the drive, didn't he? Do you remember? I had a new car. He had a brand new car. And you were in a terrible hurry to get to see your then boyfriend play hockey. Can I take me going
my
on that?
Priorities
so I sat my father
straight.
Down with a cup of tea. I said, right, you stay there, Daddy, you know, I'll be back soon. So I forget that he's parked in the car. And I literally, do you not remember we reversed and I swung around? It was like a smash.
It was like mum had hit a deer.
Straight into the side of my father's car. So I jumped out, looked into the kitchen to see he was actually still watching telly and hadn't heard anything.
He was probably asleep.
He was quite hard of hearing at the time. And basically, I just didn't have the nerve to tell him because I think when we were little and
I
we told him something and owned
mental.
Up, he used to get quite, he didn't, you know, my brother used to say, oh, he'll sit you on his knee, give you some polos and it'll be all right. They made me own up to something once that I hadn't done and didn't give me any polos and he didn't sit me on his knee. I was very cross.
Aww.
So I think it was kind of like a leftover fear. So I didn't tell him. And as the weekend went by, I thought, well, I can't tell him now because it'll ruin his weekend. So I thought, well, it was only a bit of a graze. He wouldn't notice until he tried to get into the car on the Monday morning. And I shoveled him in with his suitcase and his car door wouldn't open. So basically, I had to think on my feet and blame a van driver. An imaginary
and
van
you
driver.
Even went as and far that, to say, look, there's a bit of white paint.
It was a white van. The gates were open this morning. I'm sure it was him. Well, anyway, I will go to hell, basically.
Yeah, we're both going to hell, Mum. Don't worry,
apart
I'm going
from that,
as well.
I was actually a really nice, devoted daughter. But hey, yeah. Do you know, that's probably, and I guess it's the same old thing, the birth control stuff. When I was 18, yeah. I didn't tell my mum. Then she found out and then she was upset that I hadn't told. And then I felt really bad because I thought it was making me ill, but it wasn't, so I had to own up. So yeah. A bit of a scaredy cat like that, but...
Okay, that's nothing too bad. You're not like a drug addict or anything.
Never touched them. No.
Is it too late?
Yes.
Yes. You stick to...
Do you know what, Alicia? You know what's in a bottle of champagne, don't you?
You know what? I was going to say, you stick
Pop
to those cork. Glasses of champagne.
You know what's in there.
You stick to those.
I will, don't you
as
worry.
As you should, mother.
I will do. So yeah, that's about it really. Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing else treacherous.
And on terms
you
of
tell me,
you know what is, Mum, you know what? I'm 84 weeks pregnant.
Are you an elephant?
And do you not know what, Mum? It's twins. There's four of them.
Mike, are you an elephant?
Yeah.
Elephants are pregnant for years,
an elephant.
No. Well, at least you're 22 now, so if you got pregnant now, it wouldn't be the end of the
no,
world.
No,
it's when you're like 18,
honestly,
19.
Can I be honest
you
with you?
What?
There's nothing I would rather not do. Than have a child right now.
Okay, well, fair
Thank
enough.
You. Having my nieces is and nephews is enough.
Yeah.
I love them dearly, but not for me.
No, not
It's
the
not for me.
No.
The other day I was on the tube trying to get somewhere. There's just this child screaming. And I thought, what's actually
you know,
wrong?
Every
what's
time
wrong?
I go into HomeSense, there's a child screaming. I reckon they're planted
What are they mad about?
They probably don't want to be in the shop or don't want to be on the tube. They'd
Who
rather
doesn't
be sitting
be in
watching
HomeSense?
Bluey or something, wouldn't they, quite frankly? Wouldn't you at that age?
I guess I would now. So we've got a dilemma. A cheeky, cheeky dilemma, which you don't know about, but I have already read it. Okay.
Okay, bring it on.
And we're going to try and give some advice to this poor girl in distress. Okay? So it goes something like this. I'm in a very sticky situation and would love some help to give you a bit of context. I'm in second year of university. I've been living with my childhood best friend, which is absolutely lovely as we go to the same university. So I've been besties for years, which that's nice. That's like me
yeah.
living with Abby at uni
yeah,
or
yeah.
something. I have been with my boyfriend for about a year now and we are super happy. He's lovely, so that's all good in that area. Great. I have always known that my best friend and my boyfriend get along well, which I've always seen as a really great thing and it's never been more than that. That's nice. Isn't mm-hmm. it? When your boyfriend and your best
yeah,
friend get on.
It helps.
Because otherwise yeah. it's a bit awkward,
Some
isn't it?
They get
it?
On too well.
Ooh. So
is that what's coming?
Could be. So last week we were getting ready to go on a night out. We're doing our makeup, having showers, and I could see my best friend was texting somebody quite a lot whilst we were sat chilling, and I didn't really think anything of it. but it kept going. Her phone kept buzzing. And when she went to have a shower, I just had a gut feeling to look at her phone. And that was just me being really nosy. As I go to have a little look, I was not expecting that it was going to be my boyfriend's name at the top of her notifications. I didn't even know what they were texting, but I could see there was a lot of them. Interesting. What would you think in that
moment? Maybe they're planning a surprise party for
her. See, I like that, Mum. I like that positive
vibes. No, well, always start positive, you know?
I like that. Maybe they were,
you know, you can't jump to the wrong conclusion automatically, can you? And I don't know. Obviously, she shouldn't be looking at the phone, I guess, really. But
do you not think?
I'd like to think my best friend
wouldn't. But she hasn't
gone
on the phone. She's just looking at, like, you know, the home screen.
Well, she must have had, well, yeah.
Okay, well,
maybe they're organising a surprise for her.
Okay, that's a really lovely take, Mum. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh. I go onto her phone. Okay, that's literally what you just said. I go onto her phone and I am shocked by what I see. They have been non-stop texting for what looks like weeks. I didn't have time to read all of them, but I saw the most recent ones saying, I can't wait to see you tonight. I'm so excited.
Well, if it was me, I'd have been and then I'd have locked the bathroom door from the outside by now or barricaded it. She wouldn't be able to get out. And then because I like to think on the positive side, but once I found out what it was, it would be like
Mom's
true.
Locked the bathroom door.
I'd lock it or I'd barricade it with a chair from the outside and I'd look through the whole lot.
Oh, my God.
Well, and I then when she said, are you going to let me out? I'd start reading them to her. Does that make me evil?
You'd get a megaphone. 1st of April, 2020. God, that's a bit deep.
I don't really know what's in the text, it sounds.
Okay, so there's a lot of them, but I'm guessing she doesn't have the time to read through them all. But she's seen the latest one saying, I'm really excited to see you tonight. So I'm guessing they're all going out tonight.
Mm.
I don't know where. Probably all bar
one. Sounds like a bottle of wine over the head to me.
Yeah, same.
Poor.
Giving Made in Chelsea vibes.
Red wine.
Bearing in mind, I didn't even know that they spoke at all. I was so confused and what to do in the moment. Well, as Mum said, barricade her in the bathroom and be done with it and leave her there forevermore. At least she'll have a shower and a toilet.
Well, just barricade her in, rock up to see your boyfriend looking extra fabulous.
Mm.
That's you, not your boyfriend. He'll say, where is she? And you say, I barricade her in the bathroom.
She's gone.
He'll say, why? She's and gone. You'll say, I think you can tell me why. And then pour the bottle of wine.
And then you
head.
Drop the mic. You drop it. You would take one of our mics right here and you drop it on the floor. So it then says, we went out as normal. My boyfriend came with a few of our friends. Nothing happened. They barely even spoke. And I was super confused
by this. Well, no, they wouldn't know because they wouldn't want to draw attention to their chemistry. Yeah.
Well, you'd think you'd even like, this is a bit sneaky, but at least change his name on your phone.
I thought about changing your name, yeah. She'd recognise the number though.
But she says, I couldn't help but think about it all night.
I'm not surprised, to be honest. Well, there's only one answer, isn't there?
She says, do I confront them? What do I do? I don't want to, obviously it's her best friend and her boyfriend. I don't want to ruin both those relationships. What do I do? Confront her.
I think it's a double betrayal, but I think it's a worse betrayal by your girlfriend than your boyfriend, actually.
But what have they been, like, how is she going to know what they've been saying? Like, do you go back on the phone or do you just ask?
Well, she's got a pretty good idea, isn't she, when looking at the phone? I mean, well, I think you just sit them both down together and they get a bit of a shock, wouldn't they? But,
well, do something, what's something, like, sneaky you could, I don't know. Just be like, oh, just wondering if you and Ben ever talk. Like, do you
maybe
ever talk?
Send into a bar and set up a honey trap. With another girl.
Okay.
And if he falls for it, then you can both rock up, can't you, and give
honey
a go
to him. Mm. That's brilliant.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Buzz, buzz, bitch. that's so good. What? So she sets up
a honey trap for the
so
boyfriend.
So it's basically her going, but as her friend.
No. You set somebody else up.
To try and
encourage him to buzz around the honeypot. And then you go there to that bar with your girlfriend and you both see him chatting something.
So basically...
That's if he falls for it.
But he probably will.
Problem is he might be so in love with your girlfriend, your friend, who doesn't want to. That'd be even worse.
That'd be even worse. Mm. Anyone that doesn't know what honey trapping is, it's basically like what you just said, you like basically. So say...
Not that I've ever done it, but...
You message somebody's boyfriend. Friend pretending to be a random stranger, seeing if they fall for it.
Well, no, you just plant somebody in a bar and make sure he's there.
Yeah. Oof. That's one way of doing it. Mm. Or you just sit them down and say, right.
True revenge.
I've seen these texts from April 2020. I know what you've been doing behind my back.
I think I'd be more upset with my girlfriend than boyfriend.
Do you think?
Girlfriends are really important, yeah.
But then also you could do it the other way around, saying like, boyfriend's a boyfriend. Like, do you stick with the best friend? But then that's sad, isn't it? I don't know.
I think it would feel more of a betrayal by the best friend than it would from the boyfriend.
Do you think she should say something to them then, or just leave it? I think she should talk to them.
I do.
Just say what's been going on.
Just sit down,
cut the bullshit and tell me.
Out with it. Yeah.
Or as you could, as Mum said, there's a few other options. You know what you locking could say? Her in the bathroom.
As Ness would say, you say, what's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring, you two? You better be honest with me. Otherwise, the honey trap's coming out. That's a bit of a feral one. I'm just trying to think if I've ever been in something serious. Do you want a cream egg?
What, like that? You're going to save the cream eggs for later.
I'm just trying to think if anything ever similar has happened to me in terms of like, well, I've had a few. Well, I've had a few people fiddling with a few fiddlers.
That sounds...
Well, it's a bit dodgy. But, you know, maybe talking and doing things with people that they shouldn't be, you know, in that kind of way.
Mm.
But I feel like that's a very school college thing.
I think that was like 16 to 18 years old.
But I think once
they're
second year uni. So once you surpass that age, grow up and stop messing around. Mm. But yeah, I had my fair share of few dodgy situations, didn't I, Mum?
You did.
Not to...
Went through them with you. Yeah, we used to sit and discuss, didn't we?
It's just boys, they're dodgy. Boys are dodgy.
Not generally. Some of them are quite nice.
So our amazing advice is talk to them. Be
bold.
Well,
you can take either one of two paths, can't you? You can just do like the pure revenge, or you can do what I think is the sensible, grown-up approach.
I quite like the pure revenge.
I quite like to see the look on their faces, actually, if you spoke to them. Mm.
And do they think you're stupid? Like, I'm sorry, if you're leaving your phone on the bed and it's going off.
Darling, lots of people do things that they think people are never going to find out. They think people are stupid. So, you know.
It's a bit silly, isn't it?
Mm. Have you read the papers every day, you know, watch the news?
Mm.
People getting away with things they think they can get away with they shouldn't be, like having drinks and things, you know,
mm.
when everybody else is at home on their own.
You talk about me?
No. Get my drift, not wishing to become political, but there you go.
We're talking about the news. Last week, Roman Kemp found a half and half cream egg, right?
And did he eat it, apparently?
And he ate it. So this cream egg was worth £10,000. And he looks at it, unwraps it, and he thinks, oh, that's funny. Half of it's white. Eats it. Obviously, he's not getting his 10 grand.
I hope, Roman, if you're watching this, I hope you enjoyed it, mate.
They're
about £1.90 or something, aren't they? We've got a bowl here, haven't we?
So in honour of this, we have
Mama's
got a bowl of cream.
Mama's just trotted off down to the shop.
I rang Mum and I said, you get yourself down to Tesco now, woman. So we've got some cream eggs we're going to open and see if we can find one. Whilst I tell you about a story, okay, there's a story.
I'll tell you what, rewrap them, darling, if they're not, because then we can just eat them later.
So a similar thing happened to me quite a few years ago, but it was a good result out of it. So we were on holiday in Greece, and this one's got a hole in it. Does that count?
No.
It looks like it's been halved. So we were on holiday in Greece, and me and Dad every year like to buy a little rubber dinghy. So basically,
well,
like
more for Dad than you,
a
really.
Little boat. That we just go out and snorkel in.
So he says, should we buy a rubber dinghy for you, Tati? Rather, meaning actually, should we buy a rubber dinghy for me?
So we get our goggles on. Dad's got a snorkel on. I don't know why.
This is not going well, this unwrapping.
It's really not.
Do you know what? I'm going to enjoy these later. There's nothing
quite
like that.
They're really badly rewrapped. So we get our snorkels on and we go out into the ocean. And we're snorkeling along. I've got my goggles on. I don't know if I mentioned I had my goggles on. And
you never went anywhere without your goggles.
I go under the water and I see something shining at the bottom of the sea. And I think, oh,
treasure.
Mum, that's the last one. It better be a half and
you
half.
You see treasure? No, it's not. Not
well,
like,
at least
not
we tried.
Day. At least we've got some cream eggs to eat. Sad. Yum, yum. Anyway. Remind me of my childhood.
Off they go. Get them out of the shot. I don't want to see them anymore. So back to the story. I look under the sea and I see this thing shining at the bottom of the sea. And I say, oh,
the seabed,
thank God it's a key ring. Oh my God, I love key rings. So I'm like, Dad, hold my snorkel. I'm going down. So I swim down and I pick up this key ring, right? And I'm like, I've struck gold.
So I bring it back up
and I think, that's not a key ring. This is a ring. It's a gold ring. I am literally Bear Grylls.
Hold on, didn't you drop it again then?
I brought it back up to the shore and I'm going to the beach. I've just found a gold ring. Look at me. What's that guy that discovered America or something? Christopher Columbus. Literally me being female Christopher Columbus at 8 years old. I've found this gold ring, you know, blah, blah, blah. And all the kids are running up to me going, oh my God, she's found a gold ring. And then I dropped it where the shore goes vroom, vroom. So it's been dragged back under the sea. I'm crying, you know, I've run back up to the family saying, guys, I've just dropped this gold ring. And they're saying, what are you on about? You never found a gold ring. I said, I did. So I spend the next hour and a half looking for this gold ring. I don't know how, but I just see a little twinkle, twinkle. Grabbed it again.
Didn't you a magpie in a previous life?
I actually think I was a magpie in a previous life. So I grab the gold ring back and I think, you're not going anywhere. So I make mum empty her makeup bag so I can put this ring inside, right? Because it's my prized possession. And I looked at the ring. And it had Margarita. Do you remember that? It had
engraved
in the middle of the ring. So it was obviously somebody's engagement ring.
You did take it up to reception, didn't you?
And I took it up to reception.
Being the good law-abiding
girl. I'm actually a really good person. I took it up to reception and said, why would I have done that? I'm sorry. That's so stupid. But I said, has anybody lost a ring? Has anybody lost this ring? And then they say, no, just keep it. They couldn't be asked. They didn't care. So I took it back and I thought, this ring is going to be worth 50K. I thought, give me 50K right now. So we took it back to England. Where did we go first? We went to a jeweler in town. And how much did they offer me?
Oh, £100.
I think they offered me about 50 quid.
It's quite a lot when you're eight, though, isn't
it? And I thought, no, you've got this wrong. It was like I was on that Porn Masters, you know, where they like go to pawn shops. And I was like, you've got this wrong. Where's my 50K? Like, add another zero to that. Do you know what I mean?
I said
no.
Pound signs in your eyes.
I said, no, I'm not having this. I'm taking me and my ring are going elsewhere. So the next best place was Gold for Cash in Guildford Friary Centre. And I thought, this is the place for me. I was like, they're going to offer me the full offer. And they offered me 100 quid, I think. And I thought, you know what? It's not what I wanted, but I'll take it. It's better than 50 quid.
What did you buy?
So I thought, let's be economic here. I've got 100 quid. I'm 9 years old. Do I start a business or do I go to Woolworths?
That's always a good option.
And the best option was, let's just go to Woolworths and let's see what I can find. Because the business was...
You used to love Woolworths. A shame it's not here anymore. Loved
so we were going
it.
Through the aisles and I thought, you know, what could I buy? And then I saw this little pink TV.
Oh, you did? You bought the pink TV?
I saw this. I kid you not, this TV looked like a PC. It was the boxiest.
Looked very Barbie-esque, didn't it?
It looked like a little Barbie TV.
It did. It had a little... video recorder in the bottom.
It had a video recorder. Yeah. It had an antenna.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what?
Yeah, full
You're
package.
Coming home with me. You're coming home with me. So I
Did
purchased...
Did you have any money left
TV.
For the pick and mix when you afterwards? Did you have anything left over for pick and mix?
I think I might have had about 50p left or something. But I took the pink TV home and I was very happy with it. And I had that TV for years.
I've forgotten all about that. Isn't I know. That funny? And I That's loved what it. You bought. Well, at least you bought something, you know, you didn't fritter the money, did you? You bought something that you could enjoy.
I bought something very, very
valuable.
But all
your friends thought you were really cool, did they?
They did. And you know something else that people used to think was really cool that I had? A hairdryer. Do you remember Nan and Grandpa bought me a...
pink hairdryer.
A dotty hairdryer when I was like 10.
Yeah, I remember.
And obviously, you know, it's handy for drying my hair, but everyone used to say, oh my God, Taddy's got a hairdryer at home. She's got a TV in her room.
You name it,
and she's got
it.
A hairdryer.
I thought you meant you were going to talk about those red glittery shoes we saw in the...
Oh, really. And those.
We were driving home from school and Tati screamed, stop.
I said, stop the car.
And I thought, you know, I don't know, something awful had happened. We're going past the charity shop and there's these gorgeous pink, sparkly, no, red.
Yeah, like ruby red.
Sparkly, shiny shoes that all your friends wanted, basically.
Yeah.
They were about £2, weren't they?
They were about £2.50 or something. And at the time, they didn't.
A trailblazer, weren't you, really?
I was. I literally was. But they didn't fit me at the time. Do you remember? They were like too big, but I grew into them. And then I grew out of them.
I know. They were cool, though. The Brucotton's still got them somewhere.
Well, yeah, then we'll frame them in my museum when I'm, you know.
Famous.
Really famous. And on that note, I think I've told you everything I need to tell you.
Good. Nothing I didn't know.
There's nothing you didn't know. We've spoken all things barricading, all things golden rings, all things
cream eggs. But not £10,000 cream eggs.
No.
And what to do with your girlfriend when she tries to run off with your boyfriend.
Yeah. Never good things. All right. Well, I've hoped you've
good
enjoyed
to see
this,
you,
Mum.
Good to see you. Good come see again ya. Next week.
I'll it's come good. Again next week. But I'm off on my way now.
Okay. Toodaloo.
Toodles. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.